So 50 landmarks across Australia are being lit up today in blue and green to help raise awareness for Neurofibromatosis Month. Now, these landmarks actually include three in Goulburn Valley, the Monash Park Tree, Riverlinks, and Murupna Water Tower. I've got Carla Williams on the phone. Carla, good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Now, you do some volunteer work with the Children's Tumour Foundation. Tell us all about the CTF and what it has to do with neurofibromatosis.
Well, I actually got in contact with the Children's Tumour Foundation around the same time as my son received a diagnosis. I was looking for support. I thoroughly enjoyed what they did as the only dedicated support service in Australia helping families affected by NF. I sort of felt like I needed to play my part to help them out.
So you're from Shepparton. You live right here in town.
Yes.
And your family is affected by NF. Tell us how.
I have NF. My father has NF. And two of my children have a confirmed diagnosis.
Okay, so two are confirmed. Does that mean that you have other kids that aren't confirmed at the moment?
I have one that does not have NF, and I have another one who is being monitored.
What is NF, this neurofibromatosis? What exactly is involved with it?
Well, NF is a genetic condition. It causes the growth of tumours on the nerves of the body. It is genetic, so you can't catch it. You are born with it. Basically, a lot of kids with NF have light brown cafe au lait spots on their body, like little birthmarks. They have freckling under the armpit, and some of them do go on to develop pretty large, significant tumours.
Tumours on especially areas in your spine, how does that affect you, your way of life?
Well, my son Xavier actually has a large one growing along the outside of his spine, which has actually pushed his spine into a really large curve. And because the tumour's there, it's extremely difficult to treat. He has pain, he has weakness in his legs. Basically, because the nerves are such a vital part of the body, any disruption in them is pretty bad.
So what are the treatment options for little Xavier then?
There's currently a few promising clinical trials happening. Xavier, however, doesn't qualify for them just because of he needs surgery and he can't have the treatment while having surgery. Other than that, there isn't really anything. There's no cure, and the only treatment option is chemotherapy, and they're still in trial stages.
Are there many people in the Goulburn Valley that have NF? I mean, what are the statistics like for numbers? Like, is it? I mean, I've never heard of it before. Is it quite rare?
It actually is the most common genetic condition caused by a single gene. One in every 2,500 to 3,000 people, making it roughly 10,000 Australians with NF. I'm not exactly sure how many would be in the Goulburn Valley, but I think I've only ever come across maybe two or three others outside my family. It is quite a, in the grand scheme of things, a common condition. We want to start a national conversation about it, whether or not you do have NF. We want to bring it out of the shadows and let people know what NF is, bring awareness to it so that it isn't taboo. Kids with NF aren't treated differently.
So everything is lighting up today to help create awareness for NF Month. Where can people go to find out more information, Carla?
They can log on to the website ctf.org.au and, yeah, just follow the links on the page.
Thank you so much for your time, Carla Williams, volunteer with the CTF, the Children's Tumour Foundation, and advocate for neurofibromatosis.
Thank you.
And don't forget to check out tonight the Riverlinks building, Monash Park Tree, and the Murupna Water Tower across the GV being lit up blue and green to mark NF Awareness Month. That's happening tonight. Tell your friends. If people ask you why that stuff was lit up, let them know.